visitors, thank you so much for being with us in the house of God. Faces we haven't seen in a little while, thank you for deciding to make Landmark your place of worship today. Amen. Hope it becomes a habit again. Amen. A habit is something you have to have. And I hope you have to have this because we need you desperately. Praise God. Amen. The book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 16 through 30, we're going to read about where it says, "And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain." And see, she was hired just to be a soothsayer. She was hired to take everybody's attention away. And that's what she was doing today in this scripture. She had that spirit about her. And she met with the disciples. She brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. Verse number 17, "The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." Well, it's about time the devil told the truth, but even though he was telling the truth, he was trying to divide some stuff. "This did she many days, but Paul being grieved," he was just a little bit tired of it, "turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the very same hour," right then. "And when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas, and they drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers." They took them in like prisoners, and they brought them to the magistrates, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city." So at one moment, they've sent a lady to talk about how great they were to distract them, to keep them away from their preaching. And then when that didn't work, they totally turned about face, totally another direction, and turned against them. And they're saying, "They teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe," being, everybody say Romans. Be careful about Romans. Because it was the Romans that came against the apostles at the very beginning. Now those that want to get their plan of salvation out of the book of Romans is against the apostles in the book of Acts still. You cannot get to Romans until you go through the book of Acts. There is no Roman road. Well, I guess there is. If you bypass the book of Acts, you'll be Roman the rest of your life. So I guess there is a Roman road. "And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them." We want them beat so bad, we're willing to be shamed. That's bad. Hate is hard out there. Hate is ruthless out there. It's brutal. And they want to call us to haters, but they don't realize that we love everybody out there. We just don't like some of the spirits to have a hold of them like had a hold of this young lady. "When they laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison. They changed a jailer to keep them safe. And having received such a charge, they thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in stocks." They chained them up, threw them inside the inner prison. "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors opened and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of sleep, seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Everything's okay. "And then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" this has been a big day. First, we see you rebuke demons out of a girl because she's getting on your nerves. And then we find out where the source came from because they turned their back on you all of a sudden. You wind up in the courts. You wind up not just in prison, but in the inner prison. You start singing a little Sunday school song and the bands fall off. And then all of a sudden the lights are gone and the prison doors are open. I'm so scared of what my boss is going to say, I'm ready to kill myself. And then you say out of the darkness with a loud voice, all is well. I get it. Now tell me what I got to do. That was how that day went. And if the scripture goes on, it tells you that he and his household were baptized in the wonderful name of the Lord. I just want to tell you today that no matter what kind of day, no matter what kind of year, no matter what kind of moment you're having, when all hell breaks out, God's breaking in. When all hell breaks out, God breaks in. And today you've let him break in. Now let's let him speak to us for just a moment. Let's look to the Lord together, shall we? Holy Ghost, we ask you, Master, to give us a word, not just a sermon, and perhaps not just a message, but a word from God. Something, Lord, that will change us, motivate us, challenge us. I ask you, Lord, for your will. You pray your presence, pray your spirit and anointing in the name of the Lord. And somebody shouted, amen. God bless you. You're seated just now. On April 20th, 1999, I don't know, I was asking others this morning how you would pronounce her name. I don't know if it's Cassie because it's spelled C-A-S-S-I-E, Bernal. But whether it's Casey or Cassie, she was a typical 17-year-old teenager having a typical day. But with a single word, she said that Tuesday, one word that she said that Tuesday. Her life and courage stirred the hearts of the nation. Her story has encaptured and enraptured the media. It's been told before Congress, in hundreds of churches and schools, as well as around the world. Little did she know, at 17 years old, she thought she was just going to get up and get ready for school and then go attend and have another typical school day, come home and do whatever, and that was going to be it. But that was the day that was chosen for her word to ring around the world. I don't know how God is going to use anybody in this building or me. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what will happen. I know that we can breathe today and not be breathing tomorrow. Ask that 17-year-old girl. I know that we can live today and be gone to eternity tomorrow. My heart today is saddened for the Belcher family because I believe John's birthday was Friday. If I'm not mistaken. Daddy's gone. I hate to bring that up. I know how it feels. But I understand that. We're not promised anything. Amen. But I do know that we will be used one way or another. This girl was used by saying one word. And it will never be forgotten. And the only word that she simply said was, yes. What makes her story so special? What sets it apart from many other young people? What about her that so captivated our attention? And it was simply that she said yes. She said yes as Dylan Cobbold and Eric Harris walked the halls of Columbine High School, randomly shooting classmates and teachers and killing them. She said yes when they asked if there was anyone who believed in Jesus Christ. She said yes. She said yes when they pointed the gun at her and sent her into eternity. She said yes when all hell broke loose and allowed God to break into a desperate situation. She said yes and brought to the forefront of our conscience the need for God in our schools, our society, and our lives. Seems like that would have brought revival, and our government would have caught on. Our state, our legislature, our school systems in general would have caught on and understood that the devil has access to our public schools, and so we need to let God break in as well. Maybe. We need to let God into our public domain. We need to let God into our public schools. I've always said that German shepherds trying to smell drugs and metal in clothing and guns and all of that it would not be necessary if they would let repentance in there, if they'd let water baptism in there, if they'd let the Holy Ghost in there. There wouldn't have to be metal detectors. There wouldn't have to be security guards. We wouldn't have to have classes on how to learn how to hit the floor or crawl under your desk in case someone starts waving a gun. She said yes. Brought to our attention the hell that's broken out. Amen. It's a cliche, and it may be redundant. So that being said, let me just simply say, desperate times call for desperate measures. The Bible said that hell hath enlarged itself. Hell was never intended for humanity. It was prepared for Lucifer and the fallen angels. Through Satan's deception in the garden, he began to embark upon the largest building program in the history of the human race, in that he's making hell bigger, and he is finding it or funding it through sin. Let's look at Isaiah 5 and verse 14 to verify what the preacher's saying today. Therefore, hell hath enlarged herself, opened her mouth without measure, and their glory, and their multitudes, and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth over sin, that's what it's talking about, shall descend into it. Hell is never intended for humanity. Amen. What does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? There are many that are selling their dignity for one more drop of alcohol. Others pawning their virtue for one more risky encounter. And yet others who auction off their sanity for another high, all while funding Satan's expanding and building program for hell, because it is enlarging itself. It was big enough for who needed to go, but now it has to be expanded for the others. This creates a desperate situation that demands desperate measures. If hell is expanding, then it's taking territory that does not belong to it. Well, I don't know how you feel about it, but could I just stand flat-footed up here today and simply say, you can have all the land you want, but you're not getting Landmark. This is off limits. This is a safety place. This is a filling station. This is where people are going to be able to come and refuel and refire. This is where people are going to come and I feel the Holy Ghost now. Amen. This is where they're going to be able to come and feel the anointing. And they'll be separated from sin and all of the things that want to demolish their lives and their family and their friends and the hope that they have for the future. Amen. This is a rescue place. This is an oasis in the middle of a dry desert. Amen. Amen. This is where people can come and drink and be safe. This is where people can come and repent and be saved. This is where people can be baptized in that wonderful name of Jesus and be rescued from the things of the world. This is where if all hell breaks out, God can break in. Amen. Let's take a moment to lift our hands once again, shall we, and praise the Lord. I appreciate your devoted attention. Amen. If hell is expanding, it's taking territory that doesn't belong to it. It's time for the church to break out, allow God to break in, and together break down the walls and strongholds that hell has erected. It's time to declare hell has broken loose, but God is breaking in. Amen. The problem may be surrounding us, but the solution is in the center. And that's exactly where we need to put our Savior today. Right in the middle. Right in the center. Amen. A few years ago, there was a semi that overturned on the highway. When emergency crews arrived on the scene, they discovered that fuel was leaking onto the road and into the surrounding grass and the woods. Immediately, they called for a truckload of peat moss to be brought in and spread on the spill to absorb the fuel and prevent further damage to the environment. Shortly after they spread the peat moss, a sudden downpour came and washed all their efforts away. All the peat moss was gone. In the confusion of trying to get another truck to bring a load of peat moss, the workers failed to realize that the overturned truck was hauling a load of peat moss. And so it is, a lot of times we get so focused on the problem that we overlook the fact that the answer has been right in front of us the entire time. I could see what I want if I could get Jesus out of the way. I could see what I need in life and where I'm going to go and what I want to accomplish and how much money I want to have and all this health that's going to be great, and because all of this good food and right things I'm going to do. If I could just get Jesus out of the way, I could see, well, that is the answer. The answer is in your way. You see, he's broken in because the devil's trying his best to break out in your life. But I think it's time for us to call upon the name that's greater than any other name so that we can be saved from the misfortune that's coming to this generation. Amen. And so it is. God is on the scene. The disciples were in the midst of a storm. They were in serious trouble here. It's been a bad day. The waves are crashing all around. The sails are torn. The boat is battered. And bailing ain't working. Chaos is creeping in, and Jesus is sleeping through it all. Well, I've got news for you. If Jesus is sleeping in the storm, you need to relax and take a nap because everything's going to be all right. Or pull out a fishing rod and fish. When the disciples woke him up, they were not expecting him to calm the storm. They were handing him a bucket, and they needed another bailer. The solution is staring them right in the face, and they want him to throw water. God doesn't want to bail you out. He wants to deliver you out. Amen. When it seemed all hell had broken loose, Jesus broke in and broke up the storm. I need you to believe with me that God can break in. How many of you believe that today? Amen. I feel like Carson got a hold of my notes. And he just screamed it out this morning in about 10 minutes. Amen. Praise God. Reminded me of when they were kids. I'd get a new tool or new something and put it in the barn. The barn would be real neat. And I'd walk across the yard to go to the barn. And all that new stuff would be laying around on the ground somewhere. And they got to it before I did. And forgot to put it up. Hallelujah. Well, he got to it before I did. But I'm going to put it up. Amen. Hell's trying to break out. And all we simply need to do is let the Lord break in and have his way. Praise God. So God will break in. For once, Satan actually told the truth. He's giving free advertising for the preacher's revival. As long as the girl was delivering her message, she was distracting from the message. Finally, Paul had enough and told the demon to depart from the girl. By delivering the girl, they angered her employers, which gave Satan an upper hand, and it looked like hell was breaking loose. And then the scripture says, and at midnight, is it midnight for somebody? And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises. In the midst of what appeared to be a desperate situation, they allowed God to break in. The jailhouse rocked. Prison doors broke open, shackles shook off, and they were free because God broke in. Let's stand. And that's exactly what happens on Sunday mornings at Landmark. That's exactly what happens on Sunday nights at Landmark, Tuesday nights, Saturday nights, and any other night that we can make an excuse to be here. Praise God. We're not running from church. Amen. We don't want a little dose. We need a big dose. And we need much of it in this last generation, because hell is breaking out, but God's breaking in. It doesn't matter the situation. God has the solution. It doesn't matter the hurt. He can heal. It doesn't matter the desperation. He has the deliverance. It doesn't matter the sin. He's the answer. It doesn't matter the hell. He's our help. He's just waiting for you, as that 17-year-old girl said, in the eyes of that murderer. You believe in Jesus? And she said, yes. And he shot her. Do you believe Jesus is able to break into this? You believe the Lord is able to break into all of your situation? Hands went up everywhere when he asked, are you going through something? Are you facing something? Is life a crisis right now? Is it going through hell, perhaps? I don't say that lightly. But I wonder today if there's anybody that would say, preacher, I shouted about it a while ago. I worshiped all over the house about it a while ago. But if you'll give me just a couple of minutes, I'd like to come down and just talk to God about it for a few minutes. And I just want to tell him, Lord, hell is breaking loose. But if you'll let me have faith here today, I want to let you break in. And I want to go ahead and let you have your way and let your will be done. I wonder if there's any takers for that. Are there any takers for that? Are there any believers in the house for that? I need more. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Tell him. Tell him, young person, I say yes. That no matter what the world brings against me, are you apostolic? Yes, I'm apostolic. Are you a true believer? Yes, I'm a true believer. Do you stand for holiness? Yes, I stand for holiness. Do you stand for righteousness? Yes. Do you love your church? Yes. Oh God. Can Jesus break in? Somebody say yes. Holy Ghost. I need you in this, Lord. I need you in this. I need you in this, Lord. I gotta have you in this. I want you to walk with me on this, Lord. I need your hand. I need your feet. I need your voice. I need your wisdom. I need your knowledge in this. I need your help, hope, strength, anointing, spirit. I need your power, your presence. I need your promise. I need your mercy. I need your grace in this. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Jesus' name. When hell breaks out, let God break in. When hell breaks out, let God break in. Would you pray with somebody, a family member, a friend, a brother, a sister? Would you believe God with somebody right now? Hallelujah. Let's touch somebody and take this faith home with us. Oh. Set a fire down my soul that I can't contain, that I can't. I want more. Oh Lord, I want more of you. Give me more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I want more of you.
More of you.
More
of you. Anybody want a little more? Let him break in. Let him completely break in. Shake it up and make it more than it's ever been. Make it greater than it's ever been. Totally different. Reviving, refreshing, and renewing. Totally different. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Praise the Lord. Holy Ghost, go with us today. Be with us today. Shake us, make us, mold us into what you'd have us to be today. Most importantly, Lord, be the most important. Break in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. God richly blesses. You're dismissed in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.